Upon the smooth Arcadian plain, where the lambs do frisk amain, fair Amaryllis and her swain, with hand in hand were walking, the sweets to prove of harmless love, they amorously were talking, the sweets to prove of harmless love, they amorously were talking. She was clothed all in green, and surpassed the fairy queen, which made poor Colin for to seem amazed with her beauty. To prize his dear beyond compare, he took to be his duty. To prize his dear beyond compare, he took to be his duty. O Colin, if thou constant prove, and that thou wilt not slight my love, there's ne'er a swain upon this plain that ever shall come near thee. For garlands and embroidered scrips, O Colin, I love thee dearly. For garlands and embroidered scrips, O Colin, I love thee dearly. She for joy did neatly trip, whilst the flocks about them skip. When Colin sat a while to prate, she courteously sat by him, and for to find if he were kind, thus prettily she did try him, and for to find if he were kind, thus prettily she did try him. Amaryllis told her swain, to complete their joys again, that he should love her and be plain, and think not to deceive her. He then protested by his troth that he would ever leave her. He then protested by his troth that he would never leave her. But, Colin, if thou change thy love, and seek my fury once to move, a tigress unto thee I'll prove, whene'er thou dost come near me. O Amaryllis, fear not that, for I do love thee dearly. O Amaryllis, fear not that, for I do love thee dearly. O Colin, if thou provest kind, and nevermore will change thy mind, I'll deck the bowers with fragrant flowers, whose pleasure shall invite thee, with boughs to shroud thee from the showers, whilst Colin I will delight thee, with boughs to shroud thee from the showers, whilst Colin I will delight thee. O Amaryllis, I rejoice, for to hear thy pleasing voice. Then never think, my only dear, that I will e'er deceive thee. But cast aside such doubts and fear, I vow I never will leave thee. But cast aside such doubts and fear, I vow I will never leave thee. O Colin, how it joys my heart, that our loves shall never part. Amyntas and his Chloris fair did ne'er enjoy such pleasure, nor Corydon and Phyllis rare. I prize thee above all treasure, nor Corydon and Phyllis rare. I prize thee above all treasure. O Amaryllis, change a kiss in token of a further bliss, whilst every swain upon this plain doth envy our embraces. I'll sound thy praises in high strain to keep thee from all disgraces. I'll sound thy praises in high strain to keep thee from all disgraces. My Colin, if a kiss be all, I'll not refuse whate'er befall. I'm inclined our loves to bind on such a harmless fashion, since ne'er a swain could e'er yet strain my innocent reputation. Since ne'er a swain could yet e'er stain my innocent reputation. Oh, my dearest love, quoth he, now our hearts do both agree. No shepherd on Arcadia's ground shall ever prove so loyal. Now, Amaryllis, thou hast found, my love will abide the trial. Now, Amaryllis, thou hast found, my love will abide the trial. Then Colin straight began to sing, and made the hills with echoes ring. In Amaryllis' lofty praise, he pleasant rhymes composes, while she makes garlands of green bays for Colin bedecked with roses. While she makes garlands of green bays for Colin bedecked with roses. Thus they passed their time in sport, and still thought it was but short, till young and old their flocks did fold, to keep them safe from straying. And so the night did part them quite, which merrily had been playing. And so the night did part them quite, which merrily had been playing.